Kyle here. Real quick, just wanted to tell you about a new podcast called Explore by Jupiter Theater. You can find it in the liner notes and also anywhere you normally would get your podcasts. Enjoy this episode, but please check out Explore from Jupiter Theater, coming out this Friday, September 4th.
Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, the doppelganger of Florida Man has escaped. The party isn't sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but this gorgeous room and its riches await.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise your glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Texas and Maryland's curse of the Werejaguar lifted, and the doppelganger Florida Man fleeing through the teleportation door, it's no small wonder that Alabama looked over at Penny and said,
I don't know.
And now let us peek into the adventure itself, as the party, now put to rights, makes what they will of the amazing tiny city before them.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
So a lot just happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still hurt real bad. How's everyone else doing?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I need some healing. Florida needs some healing. Is anyone else hurting? Everyone else is okay?
I've got a few scratches. They kind of hurt.
I've got a hankering for some healing.
I'm hurt, about halfway hurt.
Don't birds have, like, the thing where if we take a rest, or, like, a short rest, like, heals us?
Yeah, is this where we want to take a nap?
Just a short rest. We can use some hit dice.
I could go for a nap.
Is there anything that can kill us here?
I mean, it seems like everything can kill us here. That's been my life experience so far.
You are not wrong.
So maybe someone who's not hurt can, like, stay watch while the rest of us rest up and heal.
I can do that.
I think that
are
would
we
be
doing
smart.
A long rest? Or
yeah, I think so, because I'm real tired. Oh,
nope.
No.
Ain't no way you're doing a long rest, no. Folks.
Just nap, mini nap.
You have to wait 16 hours because it has not been very long since your last long rest. Just after the puffball was the last long rest. And then you played a game of Pelota. And then you went and fought a werejaguar. And then you went on a little walkabout.
It's been like an hour.
So.
It's been a hard day.
It's gonna get harder.
That's what she said.
I've only been down here for like 4 days total, too.
Oh my god, this is the worst week ever.
Is there anything, Maryland's gonna go searching around this little city a little bit and see if there's anything cool that she can find right before we rest.
So that's a good point. Let's describe the area you are currently in, this tiny city sprawled out before you, the river of fire, not light. That was a painful experience. The ocean of fire. So I will read to you once again that beyond the door is a pillared porch overlooking a chamber that contains a model of a city. Arrayed on the porch are numerous clay statues of guards holding bronze-headed spears. The face of each statue is different, as if they were modeled from different subjects. No one's had a chance to really look at those faces. I'll come back to them momentarily. Next to each statue is a small glazed clay pot. The walls are decorated with brightly colored frescoes depicting a royal court in ceremonial garb and a king arrayed with his armies. There is a chill in the chamber beyond, like that of a brisk winter morning, and in the center of the room is an enormous tarnished copper raft, crafted to resemble a dragon bearing a copper coffin. That lid is now floating in the water, let's say, slowly sinking, because stuff happened on the boat. But the raft is afloat on a sea of silvery white flowing metal fed by several rivers that trail along the floor of the room. The flowing liquid is a light, but appears to be cool. Between the waterways, stepped pyramid temples rise skyward in mute paean to the gods of ancient Olman. Three of the pyramids appear to have tops that could be removed, and in the rest of the area, a royal complex sprawls across verdant fields and courtyards, and ringed marketplaces dot the miniature courtside. There is a blight on this spectacle, however, for several of the models have been smashed and melted.
Can I take a really quick look at those little people faces?
Yes, so we'll come back to the faces.
Oh.
Maryland Jane, because they are three of them. One of them is none other than the statue you encountered before.
Blanchard the Wonderful?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Blanchard the Wonderful is one of the three faces of these statues. Another you've seen before, and it was the person being sacrificed on the steps of the pyramid. It is none other than Texas Walker himself. The third is Arizona Walker.
Hmm.
The fourth is Florida Man.
I don't know why I'm here.
I don't know either. This is weird.
I do not like this.
Me neither.
I just feel like we should not touch these because I don't want any more doppelgangers to happen, and I feel like that could happen if we touch stuff.
Okay, so without even rolling, that's not how doppelgangers happen.
I'm not a fighter person. I'm more of a rogue, stealer, thief kind of person. / anthropologist. Am I allowed to do stuff right now?
So it is a short rest, and at the end of this hour, you will have all gained your hit points back. We won't roll that until the end of the hour, and you're more than welcome to do some exploration, light journeying and research and whatnot over the course of this time. This room is really cool, and there are no threats, potentially, herein. But we'll consider you all on a short rest. What would you like to do?
Go to the pyramids and take the tops off.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. We'll get back to you. What are you up to, Florida Man?
I'm playing out my chess set and playing chess with myself.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to explore this tiny city and check out all the cool things?
I will totally explore the tiny city and take all the gold.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to you in a moment because I would like to talk to you about where you were when you woke up. What are you up to, Alabama?
Alabama is not listening to what Mary Jane said, and he decides to play with the little figurines and because they're actually friends that will talk to him, unlike the rest of his party. So he just sits there and plays with dolls.
Okay.
So there are statues of each of you that are just bigger than normal height. Those are the statues there. And then there are the clay pots. I like the idea that you've turned them into like dolls sort of thing. So I think that they are also look like they're still pots, but they've got little arms and little head lids and things like that. So yeah, you can play with those.
Perfect.
Yeah. And there's one for each of the guards. Mm-hmm. What are you up to, Texas Walker?
I'm making more arrows.
All right, cool. Are you going to explore or take a look around at all?
No.
Okay. Said no to me. And what are you up to, Pennsylvania?
She was working on lyrics on her song. Because I got in trouble for not knowing the lyrics to Brahms' Lullaby. It's in German, so I don't know. And I looked up the German lyrics. They're messed up, so I'm going off the English ones. I don't know why I'm doing that in character. Sorry, that was weird. She would like to go explore as well.
Cool.
So she's not going to touch the statues, because even though that's not how doppelgangers work, she's also cautious of these things, but she wants to investigate, try to see if she can discover more things based on these statues and try to figure why the heck the people in her party are in these statues.
Cool.
She had no idea.
So wait, do you leave the porch? Because that's where the statues are. You down into the city itself, or are you just going to stay up there on the porch?
No, I think she's going to go in the city.
All right, you head down to the city. We'll give you this one here.
Okay.
Off to the right, because nobody else has gone there. In an alcove framed by pillars stands a stone bench upon which a shriveled corpse huddles. Scattered around its feet are various trinkets.
Hmm.
As you approach, do a medicine check.
15.
That is more than enough to determine that this seems to have been some sort of sacrifice, because there is a gaping hole in the chest of this figure, and you can determine that they are an adolescent boy.
Is that typical of the Oman religion?
Make a history check with advantage, because of course.
Oh my god. 8.
Not a clue.
Yeah, damn it.
Maybe ask the anthropologist. Sorry.
You have no idea, but there seems to, it's this is important, is what it screams out. And there is a bunch of stuff at the feet of this person as part of the sacrifice. And you can see that there is something really cool there. There is, at the feet of the corpse, an agate carved in the shape of a heart.
Can I know what an agate is?
It's this type of stone.
It's okay.
A valuable gemstone sort of thing. There is a miniature gold llama that seems to be worth money. There's a ring of polished pink granite that's worth money, and a silver plaque bearing the face of the sun itself, as though it were a holy symbol for Kinichaja. You're not sure exactly without a religion check. I don't know if you're like skilled in religion or not. You are a bard, and that's what you kind of figure it is. But that agate carved in the shape of a heart does seem significant.
Is it shaped like a human heart, or is it shaped like the comical emoji
You tell
heart?
Me.
Human heart.
All right, shaped like a human heart.
Cool. Way more Indiana Jonesy.
Yep, totally.
I'd like to do just quickly check for traps before I touch any of these things.
There are no traps.
I'm going to pick up the heart.
Sure. It feels good in your hand.
Ooh.
Like warm?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, like there's a soft hum to it. Hum, hum, hum.
Oh, that's cool.
Hum.
Okay.
Definitely feels magical.
Okay, I'm going to hang on to that for sure.
Sure.
And can I look at the silver plaque?
Yeah, all of those things are just
this
stuff.
Other things?
It's just a thing.
I'm going to take the things.
Sure. Yeah, of course. You gather up the things. Nothing happens.
Okay.
But you can call over friends who are busy doing other things at the moment. Now, Florida Man.
Yes.
Inside the coffin were a bunch of bones and clothes. But all the clothes have been taken off the corpse and shoved to the bottom of the, or to the foot of the coffin. And all the bones have teeth marks and some meat still remaining upon them. Just so you know. That's what you woke up inside earlier on the boat.
Florida Man wakes up next to corpse. Naked corpse.
Yes.
Naked chewed corpse.
Yes. You as well.
Yeah.
Naked.
Oh, yeah. Because I was naked.
Naked Florida Man wakes up by a naked chewed corpse.
Yeah. Was there any gold in the...
Not inside. The whole coffin itself is made of copper.
Can anyone read like what's on this coffin and tell me who is in this coffin?
Sure. We now go to Alabama, who's playing with little clay pots.
Yep. I am.
There are actually 20 of these little clay pots. Do you open any of them or no?
Yes.
Sure. Then when you open them, you see and you feel that they hold scented oils and perfumes. Some of them smell very nicely. One of them smells like?
Hibiscus.
And another smells like?
Lavender.
Jasmine.
Mint.
These smell so good. And he starts taking the lavender one and putting it on his face and his neck.
Yes, each of these containers weighs about 10 pounds full of these perfumes and oils. And the contents of each is worth about 15 gold pieces on average.
Cool.
All in little shapes of figures and whatnot.
Does anybody want to smell good?
Oh, one smells like maple syrup and looks like a kindly old lady.
Is it Buttersworth?
Could be.
I'm not gonna have to shower for days.
Oh.
Those of you walking about the city, you see that these marketplaces and storage locations actually have valuable things in them. Things like cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, quince, cinchona, sandalwood, pepper in larger sizes and whatnot. Each weighs about 10 pounds and they all total about 250 gold pieces worth of valuable spices and goods. The name of the figure who is in the coffin is Tlacacael.
Dare you say that three times fast?
So yes, you see all these valuable things in amongst the city. There's even like little tiny figurines made of clay, but they're like this, like less than an inch big.
I want to play with those ones. And
they're Warhammer.
You accidentally stepped on one, Maryland, and it just broke into little tiny pieces. But it did not turn into a figurine and like try to attack you.
Oh, thank God.
Like a Gulliver Travels type style thing.
Yeah.
What happened That's to us good. When we first got in here?
Yeah, when we knocked over that stuff and it all turned into stuff.
What do you mean we?
Shh.
Tex, you continue your rest.
Yes. I've been through a lot. I almost turned into a damn cat.
Now, you're over by the pyramids and you're checking out underneath them because they definitely look like they have stuff inside them with these tops that can be removed.
Yes. Give me the stuff.
The first one, it's jammed. It's going to require some strength and muscle to open.
I totally have strength and muscle in a plenty. I am going to rest it open using my crowbar.
All right, you have advantage on the streak.
17?
Absolutely. Crack that puppy open real easy, and it holds a whole bunch of gold necklaces, pairs of jade earplugs, an alabaster statuette, and an agate ring. Just a whole bunch of stuff that's worth lots of money and could be sold to collectors galore.
Cool. Is there anything that catches my eye particularly? I start pulling stuff out.
The alabaster statuette's the most valuable thing in that.
Cool. That's going to go into my own personal bag, and then sure. Everything else is going to go into the Pikachu
bag. It's an alabaster statuette of Blanchard the Wonderful. So you're basically secreting that away so the rest of the group doesn't know you have it.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling
that me. That one I'm taking. That one's mine. I have to embrace my rogueness sometimes. I haven't rogued at all.
I just want you to know you've rogued a shit ton.
Yeah. You always rogue.
Do
already?
I?
Yeah. But no, rogue doesn't necessarily mean stealing from the party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you put it that way, now I'm going to feel guilty.
Yes.
You should.
What's my alignment, actually, now that I think about it? I'm selfish. Screw you all.
Selfish good.
Selfish good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have the right, as part of your agreement with them settled in the inn, to one thing that does not get put towards a museum and is not collected by the entire party. You bartered to have one thing for yourself. This could be the alabaster statuette of Blanchard the Wonderful if you wanted to.
I feel like that's too menial. I'm now quickly abandoning this because that puts me off.
You gather up all the things. Yeah. You're going to move to the next pyramid?
Yes.
All right. You cross the distance, traverse, you kick over yet another couple of townspeople who are, you know, carrying grain.
How
and moving
am I
stuff.
So clumsy and just knocking
They're
everything
less
over?
Less than an inch big. You're moving through an entire city of Lego.
Okay,
picture it, an entire city of Lego, not meant for people to walk around on. And you're going to have to step on something.
Okay.
You don't break any buildings. You just crush some people. It's fine. You're Godzilla.
Cool.
Doing your best.
If they're Lego, doesn't that like kill her feet every time she does it?
Take one hit point of damage.
Do you try the lid first, or do you just crack it open with your crowbar immediately like the first one?
I'm going to try the lid first.
Okay, so you try the lid first, and this one opens pretty easily. The top of each temple is hinged like the lid of a chest, and the catch is released by pressing down on the altar at the top. You figure that out pretty easily. And each of the chests holds lots of stuff in them.
Ooh. I start taking all the stuff out.
Cool. You reach your hands in, and the chest walls close on your hands immediately, trapping both hands in the...
Legit, this is not a joke? Ah, damn it.
Yeah, like a vice. Like, crunch.
Ow.
You're trapped inside.
Is there, like, a little trap?
No, you just must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or become grappled by the chest.
Okay.
Please roll your dexterity saving throw.
7.
You have failed. most deplorably. And as a result, you are trapped.
Damn it.
Please roll initiative.
Ooh. Awkward.
21.
21. Make a perception check.
14.
Well, not what? Skilled at perception, are you?
No, I'm not at all. I got a zero in wisdom, guys.
Yes.
I reached into a chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Without checking for traps.
No, exactly.
I'm the rogue. I should check for traps.
You would think. Fuck. So
the one time I don't check for traps.
I know.
Literally
Even
the one
I
time.
I checked for traps today.
I know.
I always check for traps and I'm like,
Well, also it was set up to totally, you know, you could see stuff right in. It doesn't look like there's anything going on. It was just like the first one. It was easier to open. Anyway, you see six needles poke out from the sides of the walls and start inching towards you. And by the end of this round, they will prick your skin as they slowly making their ways towards your flesh.
Look, it's a mini.
Okay.
So.
That's not good.
Everyone else may roll initiative. I don't know if you'll be able to assist, but maybe it's possible that you could, given that.
I'm so slow.
Me too.
Penny, I just want you to know, Penny, you are like 60 plus feet away. Those of you on the porch, which is the two of you, are about 45 feet away, and you over on the boat, let's say you went over there because there's some stuff you're going to be looking at, you're only like 15 feet away.
I can jump to you.
At initiative 21, Maryland, does anybody beat 21? Because it doesn't matter if you do, you won't know what to do until 21. Okay, so at initiative 21, Maryland says...
shit, guys, help.
Excellent. And then what would you like to do with your action?
Do I see any kind of a release? Can I try to, like, ungrapple myself from this stupid thing?
That would be very, very difficult.
Oh, and both my hands are in there, aren't they?
Exactly. Because you reached in to pull the stuff out.
Man, I should have just crowbarred this thing. Why did I have to be all gentle? Meh.
You would still have to stick your hands in.
Yeah, you would have stuck your hands in anyway.
Okay. Can I just pure strength rest this thing? Can I, like, put a foot up on top of the pyramid and like try and yank my hands out with like my entire body strength?
I would love to give you the opportunity to roll the dice to do that, but it is beyond the ken of your physical capabilities.
Okay. What do I have? I can't even grab anything from my pack though. This is the thing, because both my hands are in there. Oh wait, do I have any spells? I have a cantrip. I can firebolt this shit. Can I firebolt the inside of it and maybe break whatever the mechanism is?
You could firebolt and get one of the needles. Maybe burn one of those needles. But you could not attack all of them. It's not that sort of ranged. It's a targeted spell, not a
but if my hands
area
are
of
all...
effect.
I am going to do the only thing I can and do a firebolt.
Okay, try and firebolt something. One of the needles.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what? Normally you'd have to make a check to attack, but let's just say that happens because you're so close to them that it should be fine. You attack the needle,
pew,
with your firebolt, and it is disintegrated. Still five needles are pushing towards you. Who's next in initiative? How'd you do, Alabama?
16.
Did anybody beat that?
17.
Please, what are the two of you doing? You're over there on the porch. You hear Maryland cry out.
Do I see where Maryland is?
Yeah, of course.
I thought I was going to be further away. Is this like technically a curse?
No, this is a trap. There's no curse associated with this at all. I mean, she feels cursed.
Yeah.
But there's no actual curse at play.
So I'm going to run over to Maryland Jane and I'm going to check for traps to see if there's anything that she
Make
could be stepping
a on. Athletics check. If you roll and get less than 8, you'll take 3 points of damage when you step into the river.
13.
13 is more than enough. You leap the fire with Hurdle's grace. You get there in time. You're only like, you know, you're about 45 feet away. So you don't really have any additional move options. So you can get there just in time, but there was nothing you could do from afar. You may make a check to see if you can figure stuff out. It would have to be an investigation check because I think that you're not looking for something generic. You're looking for how to free her from this trap.
Okay.
All right. Make an investigation check. What are you up to?
If I shoot it with fire, will that hurt Maryland Jane?
You shoot the whole pyramid with fire? The whole pyramid's made out of like metal and stone. So it's not going to be easy to...
Easy Bake Oven my hands?
Tell that to my fireball.
Yeah, if you did use your final, I think that's your last third spell slot.
It is, yeah.
If you fireballed Maryland Jane, you would resolve this entire conflict for sure. Unfortunately, Tex is also over there at the same time. So if you want to fireball everyone, by all means. Hey, how many pip points do you have left?
Whatever 42 minus 19 is. I know, I did it the wrong way still, yeah, no. Okay?
What's 42 minus 20?
Okay. So I'm not going to fireball.
No, that seems like death for everyone.
I want to.
Yep.
But I won't. I would like to make my way over there and see if I can figure out how to get her out.
Okay. Are you going to rush over there or are you going to move over there?
I'm going to rush over there.
All right. Make an athletics check. If you get less than 8, you will take 3 points of fire damage.
Haha, I rolled a 9.
Then
so
you
I'm
have
good.
Succeeded and you've gotten over there. Okay. Tex, how did you do?
19.
Yeah. Whatever trap conditions are imposed, the reset mechanism is deep inside, far deeper than Maryland's hands can reach.
Maryland, how long is the immovable rod?
Are you asking me how long my wood is?
How long is the immovable rod? The one that you click?
It's 1 foot.
Is that enough to reach? And
you can see the needles moving towards Maryland Jane.
Just to
try the needles.
He can't. He's run out of movement and action. All right. At initiative 0, the needles will puncture Maryland's flesh.
How much space is down there, like where Maryland's hands are, that I could wedge my hand in?
I'll explain this a bit better. You reached in to grab the goods, those juicy valuables. Your arms were then trapped by this vice that closed your triceps and your biceps, right? The needles are now coming out over top. You can't reach, like, your arms here. You probably cast Firebolt with your nose in order to... And you got one of the needles with it. But the other ones that are all coming out, they're on top of the vise. So you wouldn't be able to, like, reach your hands to, like, do stuff with them. You can see one of these needles. You don't really have an attack, is what I'm trying... It was what I'm saying is because you used most of your movement to get here. And then you did your investigation. But you could interpose your flesh to the needle for initiative 0.
Okay.
All right, you think about that. Florida Man, what are you up to?
Hello, I would like to rush to my friend's side.
Make an athletics check.
Okay. 17.
Clear the boat
I
and
jump.
The ocean with a glorious gazelle-like leap, land, parkour, tumble, crushing villagers and carts.
Die, villagers.
Putting your foot through an inn as you roll to your feet. You are there beside your dear friend, Maryland Jane.
Okay, so I have these tools.
Okay.
And I'm inspecting the thing to see what I can do, like if I can use a thief's tool to like turn off the mechanism.
Okay.
Et cetera.
The trap has already been sprung.
Yeah.
It will continue its way all the way till its duration. You cannot rewind the trap, and the reset mechanism is way down deep below.
So either way, because I'm close to her, she gets +4 when she is poisoned.
Yes, you feel the warmth of Florida Man's radiating, composing aura wash over you and hearten you against any saving throw you need to make.
What's your actual like health at right now?
23.
Okay, I'm going to heal you all the way up to full so that you're more likely to survive.
That would
smart.
Yeah.
With what?
With Lay on Hands. This is going to hurt a lot. So how many points do you need?
19.
Then.
Okay.
That's an action, so.
Yeah, of course, you're done. And I think we're done.
I tried.
Penny's like, I don't hear any of this.
I'm too far away.
I don't hear any of it.
No, you hear all of it.
It might not be the best choice, but it's
can I at least move closer?
Make an athletics check.
Thank you. I'm like, I want to do something. Might as well run and help my friend.
You're 60 feet or more away.
Yeah.
The best you can get is 60 feet. I mean, you could fly.
I can get 50 feet if I fly.
Exactly. That's still not close enough to do anything truly helpful.
This round. I want to do a thing.
Do your thing.
Thank you. 9 to
you
fly over.
You still managed to succeed and not step into the river. You land 10 feet away from, or more, from Maryland Jane.
I was going to use Mage Hand because I can do it within 30 feet.
Okay, and what are you going to do with Mage Hand?
Try to reach all the way to the bottom.
You have zero idea of what's really going on.
That's fair. Well, I'm there now.
Mage Hand was a really cool idea.
It was her idea. I was going to do something different. But she said Mage Hand. I was like, I have that.
Yes. You could use Mage Hand to try to break one of the needles.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have disadvantage because you only really can manipulate like 5 pounds or so, 15 pounds or so, and be a lot of pressure to snap one of those needles.
Even just to bend it so it doesn't hurt her.
Sure. Yeah. So why don't you use Mage Hand with your action to bend or break the needle? You have disadvantage on this attack.
I haven't come up with a song for this because I haven't used it yet.
Just roll the attack.
Okay.
I'm more interested because we're getting close to initiative zero. You have disadvantage, like I said. Did you beat a 12?
Yes.
Roll a d4.
1.
You managed to just barely bend the tip of it with your Mage Hand. You got grip on it. You just can't do enough damage to destroy it. You bent the tip a tiny bit.
Okay.
You blew one up.
Yep.
One of the tips is bent. That's weird, too. It just suddenly, like, bends of its own volition. Not sure where that came from, either.
And then I'll get one of my hands down there.
Okay.
I have full health, though, right now.
I've made my choice.
Okay.
At initiative zero, the needles puncture you. Hi-ya!
Ow.
They stay. And you need to make constitution saving throws.
+4.
The two of you.
So I got 18 on one. I'm going to just write these down.
Don't have to write them down.
Okay.
Just roll the other three dice.
I don't want to use your dice.
You touched them now, so you're screwed.
Fuck.
You're welcome.
Well.
So this one probably saved, but those two definitely didn't.
You have a +4 immediately from Florida Man.
And then my two.
And plus your two. So you,
six.
That eight actually is, I think, enough. But that two and his one is definitely not enough. As virile, potent, why does this always happen, the two of you? Poison courses through your veins. You both take 21 points of damage.
What type of damage?
Poison damage.
Of course.
It's poison.
Why? Are you immune to some sort of damage?
I'm resistant to necrotic.
Oh, I had no idea. That's never come up, has it?
Useless.
Well, you've never really used... There's never really been necrotic damage done to me.
Nope. Not really in this game.
Don't
so, 21 poison damage as you're poked by these needles...
Did I make the right
now
choice?
Poisoned.
Yeah.
Thanks, Florida Man, for saving me earlier.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my...
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.